Do you know why you were called into work on a weekend? I don't know how you couldn't. You were the one who did the numbers on the Roberts account, weren't you? That means you are the reason we almost lost one of our biggest clients. Almost everyone wants your ass fired, sweetheart. You are in some deep water. I've been in meetings all afternoon trying to cover for you. Miss Kapoor said we should just send you a termination email and not go through all of the efforts of an in-person meeting if you are willing to present incorrect math. Mr. Rivera said you deserve the decency of being fired face to face, but since I am the one that trained you, it would be up to me. I had to pull out every single favor that was owed to me to keep you on my team, sweetheart. I had to promise Mr. and Mrs. Thompson that I would deal with it personally because you are someone who's important to my team. I lied and I told them you're not just a hard worker, but you also help keep morale up around here, so losing you would be a huge blow to my team. I convinced them that if I could resolve the problem over the weekend, you would still have a job come Monday. Since it's the weekend and the shareholders didn't have anything to lose, they accepted my deal. You're here because I have to fix your mistake. Does that give you a little hint as to why you're here? If I have to be working all weekend long to fix the error you made because you were incompetent and didn't think to double-check your work, it's only fair that I have some company. And before you ask, no, you will not be paid for your time. No one is even going to know that you were here. I mean, obviously, you can't be seen by others. So, we are going to have to be sneaky about this. Number one, you're no longer allowed to talk unless you're spoken to. You are going to remain completely quiet while I fix your mess, understand? Where are your manners? You better say thank you. Good pants. Now, you are going to get on your knees, and I am going to attach this collar with a leash around it. I'm going to hold on to this end. That way, you can only go so far. One of the reasons you failed this task was because you were left to your own devices. I'm not making that mistake again, so kneel, sweethearts. Very good. At least you know not to drag this out and make things worse for yourself. I need you to bare your neck for me, pet. That's it. Going to place this around you like this. Ugh, there we are. How does it feel? It's not too tight or anything, right? Made sure I could put two fingers through it. I think that's how tight they say a dog's collar should be, and let's face it, you're my dog this weekend, aren't you? If I'm stuck here, working all this overtime instead of enjoying my free time, then you are going to be keeping me company. It wasn't my job to do the numbers for the Roberts accounts. I remember delegating that to you. You fumbled. Actions have consequences. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, pet. Now follow me. Crawling on your hands and knees, you listen as my heels click against the floor, looking up at my tight skirt. As I take my seat in a large chair, you can see that my thighs stay spread. You're going to crawl underneath my desk, understand? Now put your hands on my lap. You are not to move them until you have permission. Just like you aren't to speak unless you're spoken to, you are not to move until you have permission. You are going to stay completely still. If you interrupt a phone call, I am just going to put you on the line and make you personally apologize to the Roberts about your mess up and make you take all of the heat for it. I don't have to save your job, sweetheart. I could find another intern to replace you in 5 seconds. Anyone would be lucky to work underneath me, learn directly from me. I'm one of the experts in my field. It's why you came to me in the first place. The only reason I'm putting this much effort into you is because I have a soft spot for you. You remind me a bit of myself when I was starting out, and I just want to help you. You just have to prove to me that you have the drive. Now stay quiet as I talk to Constance first. Telling her is going to be a lot easier than Marcus. Hello? Is this Constance? Hi, yes. This is Quinn Reyes. I work over at Lehman's. Yeah, hi. I'm reaching out personally to apologize for this mix-up. The file was entrusted to an employee that I thought would be able to handle the pressure of working on such an important case. I think this individual happened to crack. No, I understand completely. And of course, I take full responsibility. Yeah. I have every intention of calling Marcus next to discuss the plan. I just wanted to tell you first in case he comes in a mood. I know. I remember. Yeah. It is on me, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Yes, I know, and I am grateful that you're giving us a chance to make it right. That's it. Yeah. And I'm sorry for bothering you on your time off. Have a good rest of your weekend. You too. Bye-bye. Well, that certainly could have gone worse, couldn't it? My hands scratch along your jaw as you lean into the touch, looking up at me. Your hands stay steady on my thigh, ignoring your own urge to move. You know better than to talk right now, because if I wanted to hear your voice, I would have asked for it. Instead, you look up at me and lean into my touch, enjoying how it feels to be a pet with a heavy collar around your neck. Leash dangling from my wrists, you can't help but squirm at the sight. If you had just done the math correctly, we could be at my apartment right now, cuddling on the couch, watching some old movie while making out. Instead, we have to spend our weekend here. It's a shame because I had such wonderful plans for the two of us. I was going to make us a homemade meal and everything. Now we're just going to have to settle for takeout in the office. Woo. All right. Let's call Marcus before this gets any worse. Hello, is this Marcus? Thank you so much. Hi, Marcus. Hi there. It's Quinn Reyes from Lehman's. That is actually what I was calling to speak to you about. I'm calling to apologize to you personally. This was a mistake that never should have happened. It was one of my subordinates that made the mistake. Because of that, the profit loss is going to be coming from my department directly. Correct. You're not going to lose any of your investments. This is our way of thanking you for being one of our top clients and hopefully, you know, smoothing things over. No, I promise. This is never going to happen again. I can't stress that enough. I'll be triple checking all of my subordinates' work from now on. Yeah. Turns out, no matter how well I train them, none of them are as good as me. I'm sorry about that, Marcus. This really should have never happened. It isn't going to happen again. I promise you that. I swear on my father's grave. The subordinate has been given discipline, yeah. I'm overseeing it personally. Don't you worry. Oh, the individual will not be getting off lightly. Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. Thank you again. You too. Have a good one. Bye, Marcus. It actually went better than I thought it would. Since that's all taken care of, that only leaves me with the rest of your punishment, doesn't it? I need you to lift your hands for a second. Now keep your eyes on me as I slide up my skirt. You are going to keep my cock warm in your mouth. I need to draft a little email to let the bosses all the way at the top know that the Roberts case is smoothed over and that you have been dealt with accordingly. You're lucky you still have a job here, because if you were anyone else, you wouldn't. Oh, you should be grateful for that soft spot I have for you, sweetheart. If you weren't such good company, you wouldn't have any job. You wouldn't have anywhere to go. You would be completely shit out of luck. When I said keep my cock warm, that meant for you to stay still. That includes your tongue. You can't just keep licking me, understand? Keep your eyes on me as I type. You don't need to look anywhere else. You're supposed to be completely still, remember? Swallowing around a mouthful of saliva. You weren't expecting your mouth to feel so full so fast. Stop moving your tongue against my shaft. I know it tastes nice, but you're supposed to be still. This is a punishment, remember? It's almost like you're trying to distract me at this point, flicking over the tip. Do I need to show you what it means to be still? Only making this more difficult for yourself as I tighten my hold on the leash, watching as the leather pulls against your neck, knocking the air out of your lungs. You choke around my cock, involuntarily moaning. I think I can let that one slide. Just don't make it a habit. I won't be so generous for the next noise you make, sweetheart. I want my pet to be seen and not heard. That's what got you into this mess in the first place. That should just about do it. You're welcome for helping you keep this job. I don't know if there is a single place you could work in this city that would actually tolerate such clumsy behavior. The Roberts were nice enough to forgive us this time, but it can't happen again. You need to triple check your work going forward, Pat. I won't always be here to save you. If you were working underneath someone else, you would not be coming into work on Monday. I thought you were finally ready to handle a high-profile case like this. I really did. But you just showed me you can't. You're not smart enough to be an important member on our team yet, so you need to go back to training. It's not going to be hard for you. You enjoy any excuse to spend more time with me. As you swallow around the hardening cock, your collar bobs with it. Every gulp reminds you it's there, hugging your neck. Not all of us were meant to have such responsibility. Crunching numbers, presenting your findings. It's too much for you to handle. You're meant for the simple life of cocksucking, aren't you? You do such a good job of keeping it warm, enjoying the steady weight on your tongue as you keep your hands to yourself. Haven't moved since I last asked you. Haven't spoken unless you're spoken to. You've actually proven that you can follow instructions. It makes me wonder what happened that made you fumble the numbers so hard. It's not like you, sweetheart. I guess you just need to spend more one-on-one time with me. That way you can copy my exact methods. Letting you do your own thing didn't work out for you, so now you have to do it by the book. We can't let something like this happen again. You're not going to keep making a fool out of me, understand? I placed my entire reputation on the line today defending you. The only reason you have a job is because of me. I think you should show me a little gratitude, don't you? Nodding your head yes, your pupils light up as you realize this means you might get permission to move. Your own body squirms in excitement as you try to ignore your arousal. The collar feels heavenly against your neck, The leash looks so good dangling above you. My cock feels so nice in your mouth. You feel so good. Almost floaty in subspace. As my cock rests in your mouth, you savor the intrusion, loving the salty taste. Once I give you the go-ahead, you're going to start bobbing your head back and forth. You're also going to touch yourself. This can be over your clothes, inside them, whatever works best for you. You're going to edge yourself twice while sucking me off. You want to know how I know you can do it? Because you've been whimpering this entire time. So horny, you didn't even realize it. You really are just a dumb little pet. Probably thought you were feeling all warm because the heat kicked on. You can start moving. You have permission. Show me what you've got, sweetheart. I wrap the leash around my hand a few more times, making its length shorter. You immediately feel that it's much harder to work with, but you don't mind. You've always enjoyed a challenge. Oh, as your hand presses against yourself, your hips rock into your touch. You keep moving your hands, making sure that your tongue is working around my cock, enjoying the length. Oh, just look at you. Oh, yeah. It's the perfect size for you to take. You enjoy the stretch of your lips. Should see how lewd you look right now, sweetheart. On your hands and knees for your boss. Collar around your neck. Leash in my hand. Not to mention your mouth is stretched deliciously as your own hand touches yourself. You look so pathetic, Pat. This is what you get for fucking up the numbers. If you had doubled or triple-checked your work, you would be getting it from the other side, actually earning an orgasm from my cock, from my touch, from me personally. Since that's not what happened, now you have to do all the work yourself. At least you can handle this, can't you? Yeah, you're not gonna fuck this up. You're excited as you continue to touch yourself, working yourself closer to the edge. You don't waste time with pacing. You've been excited since the moment you felt the collar click around your neck. It only got you more turned on to hear how badly Constance and Marcus were talking about you. If I had put them on speaker, you would hear the disappointment in their voices. That would have only turned you on more, wouldn't it? Everyone in the office is going to know you are the reason why numbers are down this quarter. Everyone's going to know the only reason you aren't fired. It's because I stuck my neck out for you. It's going to be so humiliating for you to come back on Monday to all those faces, wondering just what's going on between the two of us. I'm sure the rumors are gonna fly. Why else would I stick my neck out for one of my subordinates if I wasn't sleeping with them? It just wouldn't make sense. Watching as your hand comes to a stop, your first edge is already completed. You grip onto my thigh, needing to hold on to something, or else you're going to go back to touching yourself. Oh, you're actually doing good, sweetheart. Keep it up. You'll get back on my good side in no time. You do know how to do that, don't you? You gotta edge yourself one more time, and then you get to come with me. If you can come with me, then you'll be back on my good sides. I want you to time your orgasm to mine, Bets. That shouldn't be hard, since you are the one touching yourself. You set your own pace. All you have to do is follow the rules. And I know that's hard for you. You're not the smartest one around. You don't even mean to break them on purpose. You're just too stupid for your own good. Don't know how you got a job here. Must have spread your legs for someone besides me. You weren't even trying to fuck up the numbers on the Roberts accounts. You just messed up because you're that clumsy, right? Too stupid to help with the Roberts case. If you think you're getting any responsibility after this, you are sorely mistaken. You're back to being a day one intern, needing to learn everything from scratch. You don't know what you're doing when it comes to work. The only thing you excel at is taking cock. Oh, you're amazing at this. Your mouth feels so good. The way your tongue is working around my length as your hand returns, edging yourself again. Just look at how fast you go. Not wasting any time. You're not going to come, not yet. You have to edge yourself twice for me, remember? Letting out a whine. Oh, I know it's difficult, but that's the point. You need to learn from your mistakes. If you were to just go unpunished, you would only get spoiled. You wouldn't learn anything. I don't want that for you. This is for your own good, whether you believe it or not. Oh, it doesn't matter. You're enjoying yourself. Just listen to those sounds you make. It's like music to my ears. Oh, so glad you're underneath the desk right now. Wouldn't want any of the cameras or janitors to see you like this. This view of you is for me alone, ain't it? Oh, I don't mean to be possessive of you, Pet. I don't. I really, really don't. I just... Well, I don't like sharing what's mine. Your hips buck into your own touch as you feel your desperation kicking in. The pleasure only grows more as you suck my cock. You feel the tip starting to leak as you swallow around it. That taste alone is almost enough to push you over the edge as you grab onto my thighs, almost needing to steady yourself. My hips don't let you stop and start fucking your face instead. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Relax your throat a bit. Oh, good, good. Oh, you feel so tight around me. Love your mouth, Pets. Squeezing onto my legs as you feel tears start to well in your eyes. The throbbing between your legs becomes almost unbearable. Oh, fuck. You could probably come like this if you tried, couldn't you? I think you can do anything you set your mind to, sweetheart. But if you're so close, if you really want to come with with me. Then touch yourself, Pats. You've earned your orgasm. You're going to come with me. You better make it fast because I'm getting close. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking into your mouth. Holding on to either side of your face. You let your mouth go slack. Let yourself be used. It only pushes you closer to the edge as your pleasure increases. Your own hand rubs harder as tears drip down your cheeks. Deep throating my cock. That's it, sweetheart. Look at you. Oh, so fucking pretty when you cry. Love how you look, sweetheart. Let it all out. Don't keep your tears in. I know it's from how good everything feels. It's okay. You're all right, Betty. Yes, you are. Oh, you feel my cock inside you. So you speed up, practically teetering. Oh, fuck, that's what I want to see. Oh, what a good bag you're being. Oh, fuck, why don't you come with me? I want to see it. Show me how appreciative you are. How happy you are for the second chance. Going. Look at you go, swallowing it all. You did well, sweetheart. You're back on my good side. You needed that, didn't you? Did I say you could take my cock out of your mouth? You're going to keep it there while I write a few more notes. You didn't think I was finished, did you? No. I was only taking a quick little break. Now I need to do the budget and figure out where we can actually take the money out of to give back to the Roberts. You should buckle up. It's going to be a long night, sweetheart. I hope you're prepared to have a very sore mouth tomorrow.